As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Let me ask you guys a question, though. Because Mo and I are in the same camp here. And we're a little bit prudy when it comes to pooping and farting and stuff like that. I think Mo and I are on the same page. In your relationship, you got to try to keep it sexy.
No farting around a lady.
No farting around a lady. No lady farting around you.
No, sir.
It's a game changer right there. I've told you guys before, I'm so bad about it that if I go on a vacation with a woman and we're spending the night in the same hotel, I won't poop in the hotel room bathroom. I will go down into the lobby. That's how prissy I am about it.
You go a little further than me. I'm not that bad.
That's how bad I am about it. So let me double down on this here, Kristen, because I have a feeling that you probably fall into the same camp as the dude I just listened to. While he was in the bathroom stall, I was peeing. I'm standing up outside the stall, and I hear him talking to his wife on the phone. Okay? He's clearly pooping, and he's talking to his wife on the phone about their itinerary for the day. They're talking about the kids. He's telling her how much he loves her while he's taking a crap.
Hmm.
No, absolutely not. Are you one of those?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I've never done that.
I wouldn't even be able to focus on my conversation. I got to be honest with you.
Because I think too, because, you know, being a mom of a toddler, you get very little time to yourself. Pooping time is my time. And I'm not going to share that with anybody. Not in a via conversation. I will text. Most definitely.
Yeah.
I will text.
Yeah, I've done that for sure.
When sitting on the throne. But as far as like having a full-blown conversation, no, that's not going to happen.
Abby.
I'm just not in there long enough to have a conversation. You know what I mean? Like,
you've never let your legs go numb?
No.
I feel like
you guys have been on the toilet so long that your legs have gone numb. You've cut circulation off on your legs.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Come on. Yeah. Man. Uh-huh. Is it because you were sick or you were reading or what's going on?
I got really into my Wordscapes game.
Sometimes you're just comfortable. You need a minute.
Right?
So you're trying to get off the toilet and you got no legs underneath?
Yeah. They're all tingly.
Yes.
And they have like those like pinpricks.
You got to like shake it off.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if this
Abby's disgusted.
I'm disgusted.
Flabbergasted.
I'm wondering like if I were even to try to attempt that. When I know that there was going to be a sound in the toilet, do you quickly put it on mute?
Now, I have been on the phone with somebody while I was peeing. It was never a deuce that I recall. And I had to put it on mute while I was peeing, and then I put it on mute when I flushed.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. I've done it.
Oh,
absolutely. There's been times I'm like, because that's when I do my best reading. So if I'm trying to catch up on what's going on in the world,
yeah,
that's when I do it. So if she happens to call me and I'm in that space, I'll answer the phone.
Oh, no. I'll wait. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, generally 3 minutes.
What you mean? Like the conversation or how long?
No, how long are you going to be on there?
Oh, it depends, man. It's, I have times when I'm in and out, and I have times when I get comfortable.
Yeah.
I'd venture to say outside of time where I'm sick, 90 seconds.
Are you
max,
serious?
Max.
Max 90 seconds.
Nah. You gotta You sometimes you gotta stay a little longer to make sure you get it all out.
Right. Yeah.
Y'all need some more fiber.
Maybe.
Seriously.
90 seconds?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I've told you guys before, man, I will go downstairs when we're in commercials. I'll go downstairs, get my business done, come back up here in studio and still have 5 minutes left on the clock.
Nah, I've watched a movie before.
A miniseries. All right, so are you undateable?
Yes.
I saw this. Is there anybody that would call up and actually admit, yeah, you know what? I am not dateable right now.
We've done this before.
1-855-BIRCH. I know right after my divorce, I would have said, no, Kristen said I was undateable.
Even though you opted to date many people.
Yeah, you're going to tell a man that's been with the same woman for 23 years that you should just stay to yourself and not enjoy the fruits of another woman after 23 years. That's laughable.
Yeah. Oh, you did it right in my face.
I did what right in your face?
You laughed.
Oh. I remember it being a freaky time, but not that freaky.
Oh, you idiot.
So are you undateable? The reason why I'm even asking this is I saw an article last week that said one of the sure signs that you are not ready to date is if you are still online checking out what your ex is doing, that is a major red flag that you are not ready to date anybody else. You agree with that?
Well, I think there are some exceptions because I think if you have a couple too many glasses of wine and you start checking out what your ex is doing, to me, that's the exception. That wasn't you. That was the alcohol telling you what to do. But I do think if it's like a consistent thing where you're always thinking about what your ex is doing, then yeah, it's probably a good sign that you're not over them.
I think it's a complete sign of it. I have a good friend who still does this to this day, and I always make fun of her for it. I'm like, you are not over your ex. She claims that she is, but every once in a while, she got to check on him. And I'm like, for what? If you're over somebody, there's no reason to go back and check. I never do.
Totally and completely agree. So then I go to Reddit, and there was a thread there on things that make people undateable. So let's just go ahead and debate them. I'm not saying one way or the other.
Okay.
One says, I personally also have an issue with people who are looking for the one, because no one is perfect. And if you're always looking for that perfect guy, you'll probably never find him. So if you're looking for the one, as we said this morning, soulmate, maybe that maybe you're not dateable.
I think just because you're looking for the one doesn't mean you're looking for someone who's perfect. I'm not looking for someone who's perfect because God knows I am very imperfect. You just got to find someone that is perfect for you. And that doesn't mean that you can ignore their flaws, but I think that just means that they're somebody that fits into your life and it's somebody you want to do the next 50 years with.
If you go into a relationship, right, with a 20-item wish list for a guy.
Okay.
What would you end up settling on if you didn't have all 20?
Maybe five. go for 20%. That's where we are right now, huh?
It's that bad. That's
when you know you've been beat down,
yes,
man.
Yeah. It's tough out here.
Chrissy, you say, yeah, I'm looking at myself and I am undateable right now.
Yes, that's so true.
Why is that?
That's why I feel that way. I guess because I came out of like a really long-term bad relationship and I've spent the last 5 years like rebuilding my life, starting my life and learning myself. And I think it's because I've been so caught up in my own life, my own rhythm, that it's so hard to break that cycle of my routine to start dating somebody.
Do you think
I just feel like they need too much of my time?
Do you think when the right one comes along that they'll respect this routine or whatever you want to call it and can work around that and you can work around theirs?
I mean, yeah, but the thing is like, I feel like they just want too much of my time and it's not, like they can't comprehend that. It's like, it's a problem for them. I mean, I'm a single mom and I work a very strenuous job. And so when my days are off, you know, they want like my whole day and it's like I'm consumed with, you know, the mom stuff and trying to just do my own life that it's really hard for me to break that. And I know it's an issue with myself, but yeah, it does make me undateable.
Oh, I don't think you are.
I think you're just not ready to date right now.
Yeah.
Right time, right person, mm-hmm. Things have changed.
Right person.
On this list, this is one that I absolutely believe in also. Being unable to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take care of yourself, you're not dateable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't take care of you. You can't take care of someone else.
Right. Yep. At some point, you have to look in the mirror and take responsibility for your situation. Anything you don't have in life is your fault.
Yeah, I feel like as far as taking responsibility for your situation, that you can live life in spite of what you went through rather than allow life to happen to you. So we all have certain levels of trauma. Everybody's gone through stuff. Everybody's going through stuff. Everybody will go through stuff. It's up to you as how you choose to handle your stuff, whether you are going to take care of it or you are going to allow it to dictate your life. So, and this is why I hate this phrase, but it's so true. Life isn't fair. So you can either let life beat you down and let it dictate how it's going to, you know, take control of your life. Or you can say, all right, in spite of all this stuff happening, I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to go to therapy. I'm going to do what I need to do to make things right by me and try to make the best of this situation.
Since we're getting all philosophical, I heard this a long time ago, and I love this. Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you.
It's one of my favorites.
Right?
I love that quote.
Here are two that would pretty much I would agree with. If you're addicted to Coke or Xanax, you're not
that.
Eatable.
Yeah.
There is that.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Diet Coke is okay, though.
Lack of introspection, clingy, inability to commit, inability to perform under a budget, not knowing what you want out of a relationship, all things making you undateable.
Lack of introspection is huge for me. Self-awareness is so major. Like, if you lack self-awareness, you're going to be a hard person today.
Self-awareness and accountability.
Mm-hmm. I've been around people that don't have any kind of self-awareness, and I admire them so much to live in that world.
They live the best life.
Oh, yeah. The best.
Oh, man, they happy.
All right, coming up in a couple of minutes. Why?
But nobody around them is.
Right. They don't care, though. They don't know. No. They don't care, man. Hey, it is Bert. We really appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. You want to make this a pretty even deal? If you like what you hear, we'd love for you guys to review our podcast. Give us 5 stars. Thanks a lot for listening, you guys.
Get it. The Bert Show.